Welcome to 2021 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is the first key step toward moving our entire freight, transportation, and logistical supply chain nationwide to a 24/7 system.
President Biden announced Wednesday the Port of Los Angeles will begin 24/7 operations to address supply chain bottlenecks. He said the port has nearly doubled its hours of operation. A squeezed global supply chain and a truck driver shortage have led to shortages of computer chips, appliances, and other consumer goods, increasing price tags. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
These commitments will move more goods faster, including toys, just in case you were wondering, appliances, my kids are, and furniture that Americans purchased online or at their local small businesses.
Vice President Kamala Harris met Wednesday with the Prime Minister of Barbados, Mia Motley, who talked about strengthening the Caribbean region's relationship with the U.S. on climate change, combating drug trafficking, and human rights.
There is much that we can work together on, looking to see where both countries can help each other. We have traditionally provided persons who have come here to work.
The Supreme Court Wednesday appeared poised to reinstate a death sentence for Jahar Tsarnaev, convicted of helping carry out the 2013 Boston Marathon bombings. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer.
They agreed he was guilty. Their only claim was don't give me the death penalty because it's my brother who is the moving force.
The U.S. Court of Appeals in Boston upheld Tsarnaev's convictions, but ruled his death sentence could be overturned because the trial judge had not questioned the jurors closely enough about their exposure to pretrial publicity and excluded evidence concerning Tamerlan Tsarnaev, his older brother and accomplice. A House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol attack subpoenaed Jeffrey Clark, a Trump ally and former Justice Department employee, who urged its leaders to investigate former President Trump's election fraud claims. Experts say the move indicates the committee's interest in learning more about how Trump attempted to pressure top officials over the election during his final days in office. Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor, said Wednesday more employers should implement vaccine mandates.
So, I mean, we don't like to be telling people what they need to do with regard to vaccines, but we know that mandates work.
Two new analyses suggest the 2020 census may have undercounted Black Americans at a significantly higher rate than usual, anywhere from 3 to 10 times greater than a decade ago, raising concerns about whether minority communities could lose out on fair representation and funding. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.